There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. Hey.
Are you concerned that if you bring up a clean bill to fund the Homeland Security Department like McConnell said he'll do in the Senate, it will be the end of the speakership?
I'm waiting for the Senate to act. The House has done its job to fund the Department of Homeland Security and to stop the President's overreach on immigration. And we're waiting for the Senate to do their job. Senate Democrats have stood in the way now for 3 weeks over a bill that should have been debated and passed. So until the Senate does something, we're in a wait-and-see mode.
But what about, obviously, you know the way your caucus feels. Are you concerned about a rebellion if you would go that way?
I'm waiting for the Senate to pass it.
Reporting you haven't spoken to Mitch McConnell in 2 weeks. Why is that?
I know our staff talk back and forth, but Senator McConnell's got a big job to do. So do I.
But should you talk to him ahead of this important deadline? Are you guys on the same team?
Our staffs have been talking back and forth, but at the end of the day, the Senate has to act. And I've been pretty clear over the last couple of weeks, we're waiting for the Senate to act.
What do you think? I mean, on the merits of this plan, what do you think about it?
I'm waiting for the Senate to pass it. But there's a lot. I don't know what the Senate's capable of passing. And until I see what they're going to pass, no decision has been made on the House yet.
Is Congress going to avoid a shutdown of DHS?
I'm waiting for the Senate to act. The House has passed the bill to fund the Department. It's time for the Senate to do
it. All right, that's the Speaker of the House, and he's waiting for the Senate to act. It just sounds like the same thing over and over again, doesn't it? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Congress taking a step back from the brink of, oh no, the dreaded we are going to not fund the Department of Homeland Security. They're avoiding a partial government shutdown, it looks like. The Senate debated on the bill in a 98-2 vote after Majority Leader Mitch McConnell agreed to strip out provisions that would reverse President Obama's executive actions on immigration, because the president said, if that's in it, I will not sign it. I will not sign it. So the vote broke weeks of a stalemate in the upper chamber and appears to have opened the pathway for the passage of a so-called clean bill later this week. So senators eager to not shut down the Department of Homeland Security at midnight on Friday is only part of the equation, because now that they have the conservatives, or some of them anyway, or some of the GOP have crumbled. You heard what John Boehner said there. I'm waiting for the Senate to act. I'm waiting for the Senate to act. Repeatedly not taking a position, right? At that brief press conference, saying it's up to the Senate on the funding. We're in a wait and see mode. Well, the wait and see is the Senate's going to do it. So an overwhelming vote in the Senate for the clean bill strengthens, actually, the Speaker's hand if he decides he's going to defy conservatives and drop demands for defunding the immigration order. It looks like there's a growing split in the House among Republicans in conference over whether to back what McConnell is doing. Some conservatives are very much opposed. Many are ready to let the fight over deportation deferrals play out in court, because remember, that's part of the deal here. There is a court battle. There is the federal judge in Texas who halted the executive action on immigration with a temporary injunction. So this is being played out in court. The Democrats, of course, are jumping behind a clean bill and saying that this is great and this is going to, you know, this is what we want. We're going to do everything we can to make sure it passes. Congress has only a couple of days left to prevent the DHS from shutting down. If funding was allowed to lapse, I've said this before, but let me reemphasize it because I've been asked this question a bunch and we've gotten a ton of emails. What does it mean? What? It means essential employees like the Coast Guard, Secret Service, Customs, U.S. Customs Service, and Border Patrol Protection would work without pay, while thousands of others would be furloughed. Thousands of others would be furloughed. In fact, I think they were sending out notices just then, and they alerted me to the fact. So the White House is saying, listen, if there is a Homeland Security shutdown, that would threaten national security. So we got to have a clean bill here, but I don't think that's weighing in the balance. I think what's weighing in the balance is what's happening on the courts compared to what's happening on the Hill. Ted Cruz from Texas, Mike Lee from Utah, two senators, voted to advance the bill Wednesday. Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama defected. He was one of the defectors anyway. So Cruz called McConnell's new plan a mistake. Remember, he called it a mistake just the day before. But this time, no, he voted to advance it. So what kind of secret squirrel meetings were they having to convince Cruz to not to take back, to reel back the mistake comment? And by the way, the timing on a final Senate vote is unclear. The Senate Majority Whip is John Cornyn, and he said it might not happen until Sunday unless there is unanimous consent. But he still felt like a shutdown would be avoided, thinking they would meet the deadline. Of course, it depends on the House. And House conservatives have other ideas about that. They have other ideas about it. Like Mo Brooks says there's no way on God's green earth he would vote for a funding bill that didn't defund Obama's actions. Republican from Alabama. And he downplayed, you know, some of them downplayed the importance of the DHS shutdown, or downplayed the impact of it, saying it would just slow down the agency, which is what many of you think, that it's just a slowdown. Congressman Pete King says, if it's a clean bill, if a clean bill comes here, we have to accept a vote on it. If it's clean, we have to accept a vote on it. And he's been pretty critical during the other funding showdowns. He says the Republican brand would suffer if the agency were to shut down. And see, that's the thing. And he went on further to say, people think we're crazy. There are terrorist attacks all over the world, and we're talking about closing down Homeland Security. This is like living in a world with crazy people. So we can't be the crazy people. So Boehner's mom and McConnell is being bashed by the House Republicans. It's just politics of the same sort, isn't it? Hey, coming up on this Hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk to Michael Dougherty about taxes and the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, and how some people have to give back their subsidy money. Some people have to wait for refunds. And other things that have happened as a result in the last couple of years. Plus, the mailbag. Many of you had plenty to say about Homeland Security and some other things as well. So stick around. We got plenty of fun next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. diseases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
Once again, an overwhelming avalanche of email has arrived. So without further ado, let's go right to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Starting with this one from Mitchell, who says, Kate, I just don't understand this. It's like you say, the tug of war. That is the ultimate way to describe it over this whole Department of Homeland Security funding. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. The Senate pulls away from the shutdown over the funding, but then there's the big outcry for, well, wait a second, we need to tether this to immigration. I mean, the bottom line is it seems like Republicans and Democrats are doing a poor job of dancing and stepping all over each other's feet, but not necessarily in a good way, if you know what I mean. I hope that doesn't sound confusing. But ultimately, we're the ones who pay the price. I wish more people paid attention to who they were voting for. And then they wouldn't have to worry as much, perhaps, if we got some bigger, badder, brighter people in D.C. Or maybe I'm just a unicorn. I like that. Maybe I'm just a unicorn. You know what? Nobody's ever happy with what's going on in D.C. Let's face that. But it feels like the momentum has in the last couple of years anyway, been going in the wrong direction. And part of that is because it is what I call the Potomac two-step. So it's interesting you use the dance analogy. You know, and it's all about getting on the committees and whose back are you scratching and what are you trying to ram through. And, you know, that is politics, but it's like the politics of politics have been elevated to a way different level. And we are the ones that suffer. And that's why I always say it's power to the people. You get involved in your local level. You get involved in your state level, and certainly with your representatives, you do have some power there in the power of the vote. Try to dig deep and try to vote for the right people if the right people are running, though, because it's expensive to run even a congressional or a Senate campaign. All right, let's move on to the next one. This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, I know that you get these emails every single night, so you might not go to mine, but I have to tell you, in the Northeast, we are really tired of the snow. It's just an assault. It's just an affront on all of us. And, you know, our neighbors to the south got hit. Atlanta was slammed by snow. You were in Texas. Texas got some snow and some ice. You know, it's just absolutely insane. It makes you want to live someplace else where if it's hot every day, or they say it never rains in California, I'll take my chances there. All right, so once again, you're right. Every show, somebody calls in or they send an email to talk about the weather. And in Texas, where our satellite facility is, we did get some early morning snow. It didn't stick, but we had ice on Monday, and that was nasty. The ice was super bad. And I saw a really crazy story about this Massachusetts guy who was selling bottles of snow for $89. I don't know. How do you keep that cold? Hey, man, you want some of our snow? We'll send it to you. Trust me. And, you know, how about that? I mean, $89, actual snow from the storm. And I think he actually had a few takers on that. I mean, it's crazy. Boston has gotten more than 100 inches so far this winter. That's why when I was watching snowflakes this morning and it looked really pretty, but it was sticking a little bit, but I knew it was going to go away. I thought, boy, this is the way to enjoy snow. A couple hours, take some snapshots, watch how pretty it looks falling down, and then that's it. And then it goes away. Because I don't know that I could take those Boston winters. Not the way they have been. I mean, just absolutely, you know, insane. This one from Marcus, who says, Kate, I know you have a lot of aviation experts on your show, and I saw that thing about Southwest Airlines, and they're saying that Southwest can use planes that missed inspection. What's that about? Yeah, I guess to steal a line from me, what's that about? I guess they're flying the planes that missed the inspection because of a backup rudder system. If the planes are checked in the next 5 days, it's okay. They grounded about 128 planes, so that's one-fifth of their fleet, after they discovered the missed inspections. And they said that the airline canceled 80 flights Tuesday. They were going to cancel 19 more on Wednesday. And while these inspections are done, but they think they'll finish a good portion of them by Wednesday morning. Okay, here's what I have to say. And I think Southwest, they really do a good job in many areas. Who is the bumblehead who they missed the inspection because there was too many, because they got backlogged, because someone forgot? How did they miss the inspection? When you know you have inspections, and that's big, the rudder. You know, missed inspections involved hydraulic systems used to control the rudder if the main system fails. That's a big deal. That's why Southwest started checking the planes out, saying, we can't fly them. I mean, they're the fourth biggest airline we have. They have 665 jets, and most are the 737s. But I guess if you go back a little bit in their history, they were fined a few years ago for failing to inspect planes for cracks in the fuselage, and I thought that was huge. And remember, they had to settle. They had to pay almost $8 million to settle that with the FAA. So this isn't good. It's not good. Is it? Why was it missed? Because they figure, well, we'll just take the fines. We got to keep these babies up in the air. Or what? I don't know. What's that about? Not good. Missing the inspections, especially for what I just described. If you need that system, boy, it's got to work. And can you imagine if a plane went down and that was the reason? Woo! You want to talk about lawsuits? Oh, it would be a nightmare is what it would be. It would be a nightmare anyway if that happened. Absolutely. This one from Amy, who says, Kate, when you talk about ISIS and taking the fight to America, I'm sure you're aware of this, but I happened to catch 5 seconds of the nightly news, which I hardly ever watch, but I was home getting my kids ready to do some homework. And in New York, there were three people who were plotting to travel to Syria to join ISIS and what they called wage jihad. Wow. I didn't hear much more about that story, but this is exactly what you were saying. Yeah, it was a couple of guys. It was three different guys. They were, you know, one was like 24, 19. They were all over the board, 30. And they were in court in Brooklyn. They were held without bond on charges of attempt and conspiracy to provide material support to a terrorist organization. And they were from Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan. One of them was from Kazakhstan. So they've been processed in federal court, and that's where they were headed. They came to the attention of the people that stopped them, law enforcement, last summer because they were online. They were part of the groups that were online, and they were talking about terror groups in Iraq and Syria, and that they mentioned that they wanted to harm Obama because of Allah and all this other stuff. And there you have it. Good thing that they stopped him. I mean, that's great. One of them was arrested at JFK. He's trying to get on a plane to Istanbul. So how about that? So these tips and the investigation certainly has helped. And that was a big, big stop. Thanks for pointing that out. Yeah, that's a big story. Huge story, because it goes into the whole thing of how do you track these people? How do you track the cells in the United States? How do you find out who the lone wolf possibilities are? You know, we keep hearing that, but what do you look down the block and five blocks over and try to figure that out? Of course not. How could you possibly do that? And then this one is from Jake, who says, Kate, I thought you'd get a kick out of this. I heard you talking about drones. I think you said your husband got a drone for Christmas and how drones were so popular, and now they're talking about regulations for drones. Did you see that the three Al Jazeera journalists were arrested for flying a drone in Paris? And it actually flew over the Eiffel Tower and some big landmarks in that city for two different nights? Yeah. They're looking at a whole bunch of different ties to that. And what's interesting is they were journalists, and these were seasoned journalists, and they put them, you know, they took them into custody. What were they trying to do? Were they trying to just shoot the landmarks, or, you know, why? What were they doing? What were they filming specifically? So journalists can be held for 24 hours under French law. Flying drones without a license in France, unlike the United States, is illegal, and it carries a one-year prison sentence and an $85,000 fine. So these Al Jazeera arrests are in the middle of a police investigation into a whole bunch of crazy drone sightings over the French capital. So they are very nervous about that kind of thing. Hey, thanks for all of your emails. Remember, you can flip me one any time of the day, 24/7, americatonight.net.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You want to get high, let's get high. You want to get low, let's get low. You want to get down, let's get down tonight, tonight. You want to get high, let's get high.
Well, if you've been mentioning here on the show, I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. next week for those Supreme Court oral arguments, one of the big challenges to Obamacare. In our virtual green room right now is Michael Dougherty. He is the president and CEO of LabMD. It's an Atlanta-based clinical and medical laboratory with a national client base, and we could go on and on about his experience. What I like is he's also the author of a really good book, The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Michael, thanks for hanging back with us.
No problem. I just got to D.C. myself. We're here for CPAC, and it's supposed to snow tonight, so everyone's losing their mind.
Yeah, that's D.C. Snow! Oh, no! What will we do? Although, I have to say this. As you said, you just got to D.C. It is very pretty when you're in D.C. if you don't have to, if you're not your normal commute, and you can just look at the Capitol and you see the snow, but otherwise...
And that's
it's not
exactly what the federal workers do. It's like one snowflake. Hey, day off. Yahoo! And that's what happened.
Exactly. We don't have to work. So, Obamacare, the feds messed up 800,000 tax forms, who knows, maybe even more, and people are losing their minds, like you said, over the weather there in D.C., over these tax forms. I mean, what's up with that confusion?
Well, it is the same playbook over and over and over. I don't know if we're getting banged over the head so we realize it, if we're banged over the head so that we're going unconscious, but this is what happens when you have a big government take over anything, or when you have a big anything. I mean, huge organizations of any type are lumbering inefficiencies. There's no personalization. No one's got skin in the game. It's always someone else's money, and this is what we put together. So we're not even at the practice of medicine stage of the Obamacare fiasco. And is this a surprise to anybody? I mean, who is surprised by it? It just take a number. This is not the last. And as we know, after healthcare.gov, not the first either.
And the sad thing is the people have to wait, right, for their refunds now because they're messed up.
Right. And also, after the fact that, let's not forget that almost, I think it's about 50% of people that got their subsidy have to give some of it back because what they calculated it is different than what their income was, and you don't get to keep your subsidy. And that whole crowd that loves their subsidy doesn't like giving it back. There's not a lot of loyalty and long-term affection when you lose your free stuff. So it's interesting. I don't know how long people's memories will be. I don't know. I'm hoping they're finally long. But, you know, when the public, that so much of the public is not active in what happens day to day in Washington, and therefore they're not really in touch with how terrible things can go around here. When Obamacare is reaching into their lives and screwing things up, hopefully they're going to wake up a little bit. One can hope.
One can hope. So as I mentioned, you know, this challenge is coming up, or oral argument, they're going to hear on it anyway. Which way do you think this is going to go? Because that directly is about the subsidies.
Well, I think it can really undo these exchanges. It really can. The issue, though, is, again, the Obama administration playbook. Okay, so we have good cop, bad cop. No matter what happens, the Democrats and Obama spin good cop. And when you will say anything and look good saying anything and smile, it's tough to discern for people that aren't paying attention. So, you know, what the next stage is going to be, we win and some exchanges fall apart and the Republicans look happy, and then you're going to see just like the Democrats did with the lady on the wheelchair over the hill, over the side of the mountain, they're going to do the same thing with, oh, now we've taken away all these people's insurance. So we have to figure a way to combat that, because you know we have a few rhinos in Congress that are afraid of being painted that way. And we need to control our messaging better and have a proactive solution to that. I mean, so while I think we can win it, I think we can pull it apart, I'm afraid of what's going to happen within Congress to fix it, or how they're going to react to how aggressively Obama always puts them on the defensive.
Yeah. How disastrous overall do you think the, and for many people, because, I mean, we hear from people from all walks of life, and I always say, hey, if you think it's great, call. If you think it's awful, or what's happened to you, how disastrous has this been, and do you think they knew this was going to happen?
Well, this is pretty disastrous early on. I consider having your health compromised the worst part, and it's like burning a house down and then realizing, wow, I really like that house. Well, you can't build it back as fast as you burned it down. What he's doing is burning down the existing medical infrastructure. And we don't know what it's like individually to be in these things until we're either later in life or unfortunately have a loved one or ourselves struck down in a real extreme illness. And it's the extreme health problems that really gets negatively impacted by Obamacare. You know, anybody can be average and take care of bumps and lumps and flus and colds. Okay, that's like, you know, that's fine. That's different. But when you're talking about disease states and what Obamacare does, you know, it makes things more expensive. It doesn't make things better. It limits your choice. It makes these organizations merge together to get bigger. That is less personalization. That is more factory line type medicine. That is less choice. And all that sounds really great because none of us have really real big experience being chronically ill, lucky for us. But that's what's being affected. And it's the perfect storm for Obama because, I mean, it's kind of the perfect way to play it because the minority of people that eventually learn through their own experience are A, a minority, and B, sick. And sick people are too sick to fight back. So I'm hopeful that it actually implodes earlier on its own economic problems. Because I don't want to see people's health compromised. And I don't think people, I mean, just because you've been to the doctor doesn't mean you understand how medicine works. You just don't. And that shouldn't be a big surprise unless you think that you should be able to, you know, give someone an injection or perform a surgical procedure just because you've been a patient. It just doesn't happen. And I don't go see my congressman when I'm sick. But that's what we've done. We've handed the scalpel to the bullet politician. That's what we've done. And that's how much sense this makes. And hopefully we'll be able to roll some of this back.
And you know what will happen? The other side of this is many, many people will say, but what about the pre-existing conditions? What about the people who couldn't afford the insurance? And what would you say to that?
Well, that's typical liberal whiny speaking stuff. I mean, that's just, they always have that day at the moon stuff. And first of all, we could have taken care of all those people just by giving them what was there before. Boom. I would have been cheaper, faster. And that's why, that's not what this is about. This is about power and control and having the Democratic Party and Obama's ilk control health care so they can control the votes for them. That's what that's about. And they'll use your health to leverage that. But also, look, we just shifted who doesn't have insurance now, and we just raised prices on everybody, and we just gave them higher deductibles and not great, not as great health care. So, you know, that's what I call plain God. And anyone that is lazy enough to just throw that out, I don't give a lot of credence to unless they really want to look at the whole picture. I just consider that knee-jerk liberalism, and I'm done with that.
And are most people, Michael, do you think most people are affected, which I do believe, I think it's truly the middle class affected by the high deductions, all of that, their health care changed, forget about it. It's more expensive, and I think people are more afraid to go to the doctor because they don't know what the bill is going to be.
Well, you also, look, first of all, this team of people don't know what to do in medicine. They don't know about health care. They don't care. Don't forget Gruber. We have this high-powered econometrics expert. What's he doing there? Obviously, it's about money, and he talks repeatedly about how we were stupid and didn't get it. It was another bait and switch, just like what's going on with the FCC stuff today. Your government at work, they think they know more than you do, so pass it out without seeing it and without knowing what's in it. And now we have, and that means they don't calculate correctly. And oh, big surprise! You buy off the insurance carriers, you to get their buy-in on this. That means they get to cover themselves and make sure they don't lose. They raise rates like crazy. They cut off a lot of their middle-class small groups. Remember, a ton of people have their insurance canceled. And, you know, hardworking Americans have insurance canceled. And then what do you get in exchange? You don't get much of a subsidy, if at all, because you make too much money. You have a much higher deductible. You have a higher premium to boot. You have a different type of network. So all of a sudden, you know, where do we draw the line? In that whole thing, oh, can't keep your doctor. Oh, can't keep your plan. Oh, can't, you know, oh, it's not cheaper. And here's the crazy-making part. Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and David Axelrod and that whole team will just look at you and I go, oh, well. And then they'll blame Mitt Romney and saying he causes cancer. It's insane. It's just crazy. And
it's a Washington blame game, right?
It's dangerous now. Yeah, they are just playing with people's lives and health like we are pawned on a game board. It is bad.
Yeah. Michael Daugherty.
I hate to
always
be alarmist.
I know, I was going to say, always fun to have you on the show, though. But thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
It's always nice talking to you. Take care.
I've never seen bye-bye. A diamond in the flesh. Cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in a torn up town. No postcode envy, but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose tripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybachs, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes.
violence. Tigers on a gold leash, we don't care.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
All right, we're hitting that final turn here for this hour of America's Night. A couple of reminders. Next week, we're going to be broadcasting from Washington, D.C. Because, of course, the Supreme Court is going to hear the oral arguments for really the subsidies part of the challenge, anyway, of Obamacare. And it's going to be a wild week in Washington, as our friend Justin Duckham reminded us from Talk Radio News. Yep, Benjamin Netanyahu also will be there on Tuesday addressing Congress, so it should be very, very interesting. And remember, always 24/7 you can hit us up on our mailbag. It's like the Wendy's or any other fast food late night window. We are open 24/7. I think most of them are now, or some of them are. But you don't gain any weight from this. Maybe you get out your frustrations so you can send us your thoughts at americatonight.net. All right, as we round the final turn, an interesting poll popped up today that a lot of people are talking about. This whole debate over really what Rudy Giuliani opened up
by his comments the other day, saying that the president didn't love America. So more than a third of Americans don't think President Obama loves America. According to the Huffington Post and the YouGov survey, 47% believe Obama loves his country. 35% said he doesn't. 17 weren't sure. And again, this is on the heels of what Rudy Giuliani said during a private dinner for Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker at the 21 Club in Manhattan. That's where he was speaking. And he said, I do not believe, and I know this is a horrible thing to say, but I do not believe that the president loves America. So there was massive criticism that was slammed against Giuliani, and he tried to clarify what he said. He wrote in the Wall Street Journal that he was trying to highlight the impact of what he felt was the president's lack of leadership. He said he didn't intend to question the president's motives or the content of his heart. He said, irrespective of what a president may think or feel, his inability or disinclination, this is Rudy in the Wall Street Journal, to emphasize what is right with America can hamstring our success as a nation. So it's interesting, if we dive a little further into this, in the YouGov survey, there were differences among Republicans and Democrats, of course. According to the poll, 85% of Democrats, but only 11% of Republicans think the president loves America. 20% of Republicans and independents say they were unsure if Obama loved America, compared with 9% of Democrats. You know, so you get the gist here on this. He makes the comments, it gets a lot of play, and then the poll comes out, and it's pretty much around ideology as to whether you take to heart whether he loves America or doesn't, or then the clarification by Rudy on what he's saying as far as leadership is concerned. You know, it's interesting, too, because as we watch this drumbeat through the first couple of months of 2015, and then you think about 2016 and how big that's going to be, and Hillary Clinton speaking in front of a women's group hinting about running for president. I mean, come on, we all know that. A lot of polls have her already with 45 points in the bag. So as the conversation rolls on about who the Republican candidates are and how big the bench is and what's going to happen as far as the fractured party is concerned and all of that, the bottom line is already somebody's got to make up those 45 points. And is it Jeb Bush? And Jeb Bush is not necessarily getting a lot of love from conservative groups. I mean, they're not ostracizing him, but I don't think he necessarily is the candidate of choice, because you got CPAC going on. And so with that on the horizon and the rallying over the rallying cry over 2016, even Rand Paul says CPAC might not be so friendly to a moderate Jeb Bush. But the heavy money says Jeb Bush is the guy, and part of the reason is because of the amount of support that he has. The amount of support, the amount of money backing him, the PACs, the whole thing that has been formed, all of that. So they're both going to speak. Rand Paul's going to speak and Jeb Bush are going to speak at CPAC this week. But Rand Paul says he thinks his message is going to be received better than Bush's, which, of course, he's going to take a shot at him. And Paul says that CPAC draws a way more conservative crowd. And he says conservative, really conservative. And moderate might not be the right. Moderate is not the right place for Jeb Bush. So, and actually, Paul has won the last two presidential straw polls at CPAC, but who knows who wins this third time or not. And there's a couple of things that Jeb Bush has that are kind of weighing on his back a little bit. He admitted that when he was in prep school, he smoked pot, but then the thing that Rand Paul highlights a lot is that he still wants to put someone in jail for medical marijuana in Florida. So he said he's not critical for Bush of wealth or any of that kind of stuff, but for what he just said there for the medical marijuana, he said he stands by, you know, by that. So CPAC will be another litmus test for the early crowd anyway that really, really wants to get ahead on that long road to trying to win the presidency. And it gets so, so long because we've been talking about this already since last year. And once you hit 2016, I mean, then it is just full speed, warp speed ahead after that. And before you know it, you're into the primaries. Before you know it, you're into the conventions. And then next thing you know, it's election day. And is it going to be Hillary Clinton? Is it going to be somebody else on the GOP side? Somebody said to me the other night, well, won't the Democrats, won't any other Democrats even run? And the answer is, sure, there'll be some other Democrats, but really? And do you think any other Democrat is going to beat Hillary Clinton at this point? I don't think so. I can't even off the top of my head think of one that would throw all in. It was Obama who put the monkey wrench into the works, so to speak, when in 2008 he decided to run, because I think really the Clintons thought, you know, this Hillary's got this, or she's close to getting this. And then that really gummed up the works for them, thinking that Obama was down the line. And now that it's been two terms for him, would it be that you would have another Democratic president? You know, if you look back in history, and really if you broke out the parties, there certainly has been a wall of one Republicans or Democrats on one side. But that would be a very long, long time. And what would the makeup of Congress be? Would it be the same as that we're seeing now, or would that be a little bit different? So these questions, I think, are kind of fascinating. And with CPAC there, and with 2016 right in front of us, this is the conservatives' moment. This is their bully pulpit. This is when they really rally people and get them excited about this at the CPAC convention, around what the principles are, what they think should shape the presidential election. But it's really the politicians and how they're received by the crowd that is so, so big. And trust me, Ted Cruz will be there, Rand Paul, as I mentioned, Marco Rubio. It's no secret they're interested in the White House. Rick Perry will be there. Chris Christie will be there. Mm-mm-mm. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.